Blog Talk Radio.
And today we have a very special guest, Christopher Palumbo, the brand director for the franchise opportunity Elements. And Elements is a premium fitness and living brand for women. The company offers membership-based fitness and weight loss services throughout a network of upscale boutique-style health clubs. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good, Chris. I guess you know Don, Chris, and I know Don, you wanted to say hello to Chris. And
yeah, Chris, we appreciate you coming on the show. And I just wanted to ask you, when do you plan on moving back to New Jersey?
Don's joking because I made the move from New York to South Beach several years ago, and I'm not sure that I'm in a hurry to come back, especially in December or January.
Absolutely. I would totally agree with you, Chris.
and also February and March, you know,
exactly.
The weather changes. I mean, it's still winter here in late March. It's incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chris, where are you calling from today? It sounds like you are down in Florida.
Yeah, today I am. I actually just got a flight back, and I'm in South Beach at our corporate center.
Ah, great. So Miami is actually where you guys are headquartered, which seems like a great place for the Elements brand.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of consideration given to it. Our actual physical headquarters initially were in Manhattan, but
right.
When you really looked at fully developing a lifestyle brand and all the pieces that go along with it, South Beach in Miami just seemed like a natural fit. And we opened a brand center about a year ago here on Lincoln Road, which is where all the shops and the restaurants
right.
converge. And it's a nice way for potential franchisees to come down to meet the team, to get a flavor of the experience. And also from us on the operational side, it's nice because so many of our fitness experts and our diet and lifestyle experts come through Miami, on a routine basis. So it's a good way for us to keep in touch with everyone.
Absolutely. What were you doing before, joining Elements, Chris? I look at your resume. You have a very strong resume.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I started actually in real estate development, and my role with Elements is really that as of the strategist for the company, the brand director. So I really work with Elements on the big picture, on the visioning of where we're going to go. Our position, Elements, is the only upscale fitness, diet, and lifestyle brand for women. So we obviously have the franchise club, but also have online magazine and all of the components of that. My background is in branding and really in strategy. So I started in real estate development. We were building golf course communities in the Carolinas and also in Florida. And from real estate development, we began to acquire commercial retail centers. Mm-hmm. And actually got into the health club business almost quite by accident. This was about 11 years ago, and we acquired a health club that was in one of our centers that was struggling, and I wound up the owner of that club because I always had an interest and a passion in fitness and in the business, but wound up aligning ourselves with a franchise at the time, a World Gym. And so I learned from the side of a franchisee, you know, how a more structured model would work. And we took a club that was independent, and we gave it a brand name, and we're able to really maximize using those systems the sales and the performance of the club, and eventually grew it to a multiple club operation.
That's fantastic.
So that's
it
how
seems
my
like Chris, whatever
my,
you've I'm sorry, I was just going to say, Chris, seems like whatever you've done, it seems like you've been pretty successful at it. I kidded Chris before about being in New Jersey. I know he went to a top high school here. I see you got your MBA. And having that real estate development background, and then being in franchising early on, just gave you so much experience to be
right.
at the stage you're at now. So it seems like you're having success on every level through life so
thank
far.
Thank you. And I was just listening to the show before the break too, and I think that I would really like to reemphasize what you said. I mean, you have to do what you love. You have to do what you're passionate about. If you have a passion for working with people or a particular field or just being creative or whatever it is that motivates you, I think that the secret to success is to start with that and then to work your hardest and give it your all, pick good people and align yourselves with good people, really, you know, make selections, whether it's you're choosing your staff or your team. You really have to work with these people day in and day out, so you really have to pick the best of the best. And if you have a good team and you believe in what you're doing, success is going to come naturally to you.
I agree.
It doesn't feel like work, and so
absolutely. Can you describe the history of the organization, Chris?
Well, sure. I mean, World Gym was initially when the health club industry has gone through many changes in the past, I would say 5 to 10 years, and we've really seen a convergence of trends. I think if you're looking 10 years ago, the majority of health club goers were the serious fitness person. They, you know, came in with their gym bag and their tight pants on, and they were going to go for a workout, and they would pay $49 a month for their membership. But the industry has evolved so much, and you know, health and wellness are a way of life. And so, you know, the number of health clubs in the U.S. has grown by, you know, double-digit growth for really the past 10 years. And when we began, you know, when I was at World Gym, we began to study the industry trends and really where the most potential was. And we saw an opportunity for a market that was very much underserved, which was the women's upscale fitness and health club market. We didn't feel like at the time there were any options for that type of consumer that was looking for a product that was maybe more boutique style, was more upscale, and where she could get diet coaching or personal training or lifestyle coaching or just membership. So we sought out to create a brand that had a strong affinity with the consumers, and something that a woman who was in the 30 to 60 year old range, who was you know, a mid to upper market shopper, would really enjoy and experience that she would love. And like any great brand, you design it around the consumer experience. So we spent about a year of due diligence work in New York City. We did quite a bit of market testing, market research across the country in terms of, you know, what names this type of consumer was attracted to, what colors they liked, what experience they wanted in their health club, how they perceived fitness. I mean, any number of studies. So it really began with that, and then we were able to launch our first store, which was in Atlanta, Georgia, and that was, you know, a beta test for us, and then we've grown from there.
So it really seems like, Chris, you took no shortcuts in, you know, really developing the whole concept, unlike that last story we did in the first segment, Marty, talking about someone just went with their gut feeling.
Right, absolutely.
This is really, you know, the opposite, Chris, where you really put a lot of time and money
into, right.
Yeah, and really creating a whole elements concept.
Yeah, I think, you know, from my background in the industry, it's not as easy as it looks. And you know, there's in the restaurant industry, in the fitness industry, the nightclub industry, there's great ideas, but for that idea to transition into a business, and more importantly, a business that can be duplicated on a national or international level, you really have to think through all the processes, all the operations, but also get in the mind of the consumer, and not just what that person is buying today, but what is that trend going to be in the future? And how has it changed? I mean, if you look at how, you know, in our industry, how fitness has changed in the last 10 or 15 years, and then we look forward on what are people going to expect out of their health club or their lifestyle center in the next 10 years, I think you have to do that.
And also stay niche within whatever your industry is, like you're concentrating on women in their mid-30s and up, you know, not just across the board, any woman.
Sure. I think that is a common rookie mistake in business. You know, someone opens and they try to be all things to all people. I think the general idea and the fallacy is, well, you know, if I can double my market if I just go for everyone. But
right.
if you're niche marketing and you're doing it well, your penetration rate is going to be much deeper, and your retention rate with your consumers is going to be much better. And over the long term, I mean, that's what builds a successful business, is your retention rate with consumers.
Yeah, that's interesting, Chris. You know, I guess I imagine if you did throw, like, say you threw men into the mix, yeah, you double your market, but I guess it would also make it more complicated and more competitive for the first-time business owner.
Yeah, I mean, we're offering something that's very unique, and we're offering something that no one else is. And
right.
for a franchisee then to go in and for that person to do co-ed, they're going to have to compete against all of these national chains and publicly held companies, and it's really a completely different level of competition.
Absolutely.
What was, I guess, the final decision, Chris, in actually franchising the concept? I mean, a lot of companies out there decide not to franchise, some do. I mean, what did you feel the advantages were of going that route?
Well, I think that if you choose your franchise partners wisely, franchising will help you to grow the brand obviously, you know, you can grow a brand more quickly. You can grow a brand consistently. In our field, health clubs are generally best when the owner is a local owner-operator who's tied into community and who's tied into events. And in many, many cases, a locally owned club or a locally owned restaurant will outperform a national chain because of that, because of those community connections. So, you know, once we really started to study that, we made the decision to go ahead and franchising on many of the key U.S. markets.
Right, right. Talk a little bit, Chris, about just how big the industry is in general. I mean, you mentioned you used to own World Gyms, and I mean, we know there's a bunch of different fitness franchises out there. I mean, how big is the industry?
Well, the fitness industry itself has right now about 80 million members, and the goal of the fitness industry is to grow to 120 million members by the year 2010. So you can see that the growth is really in the double digits on the percentage level for health club memberships. When you include what Elements does in terms of diet coaching and weight loss services, and we just announced a major online diet portal. So when you really go into those fields, I mean, you're talking about a multi-billion-dollar industry, and when you add the lifestyle services, it's really, you know, health and beauty and lifestyle are the certainly the strongest markets and strongest industries to be in.
Right.
It's interesting, Chris, how you mentioned, you know, the online diet portal. It seems like you guys have, what you're doing is also like creating a sense of community. You know, I saw some of your websites, the Elements Living TV and Elements Fitness Radio. I thought that was very clever to do that, to create that sense of community.
Yeah, I think, when it goes back to designing the initial consumer experience. If I'm a member of a health club, and especially when we look at our consumers, which are, you know, women in the 30 to 60-year-old range, I mean, what we sell that's different at Elements is just that. We sell motivation, we sell community, we sell networking. It's you know, joining a health club should be more than just going in and you know, doing my workout in 30 minutes and going home. It should be about, you know, what does this bring to me as a person? Does it bring, you know, business networking relationships or social relationships? Does it bring friendships? And, you know, that mind part of it is also a essential component of this membership. I mean, you're a member of a health club because you want to look better and because you want to feel better. So when you start to develop the community, get members to interact with each other, understand that, you know, if I'm a realtor and another member's looking to sell her house, that's an opportunity for me. And, you know, these are all important social aspects. So we try, not only on the website, but with our owners' training for our franchisees, it's a four-day training in Miami, and 2.5 out of the 4 days is spent on teaching our owners or our club directors how to build community and how to build those social networks within the club, because ultimately the social network is what's going to attract more members and retain more members. So that's how a club will grow over time without having to put quite as much money into advertising.
Yeah, that's interesting, Chris. Like you said, just basically staying ahead of the curve and trying to forecast what people want. And
right.
That can maybe change in a couple of years from now. You might be adding something else.
Sure, but I think the idea of building a community is always a good one, and a community based on the right values, on empowerment, on motivation, and it's something that we as a brand do very well, and now with a few other internal portals that we're developing, we'll continue to do, I think, better than most.
So, Chris, my mom almost turned 70 soon. If she wants to join, she can't join because she's 70?
Of course she can join.
Oh, okay. All right.
Chris, we got to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another segment?
Sure, I'd love to.
That's fantastic. So we'll do here.